Let's fucking do this. What do you think?
It's TDF Radio, motherfuckers. I am James Ridgewood.
Todd Worthington. Screaming on the mic as usual.
And we got a special guest here.
Actually,
Skyping in. Not really a special guest. I mean, he's a legit part of the show, I would say.
He is a legit part of the show.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a reg, but, you know.
We haven't been able to get our shit together
until
now.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
Hey, Welcome in. How you doing? It's Raymond Ray here, across the country, on Skype, hanging out with my boys again.
Feels good.
Skyping in. Welcome back, everybody. This is TDFradio.com. This is still that drunken conversation that you were having. We haven't dropped it.
No, we do not drop it. However, we've had some technical breakthroughs, I would say.
Amazing technical breakthroughs.
Fucking like Sputnik and shit. I don't know. I don't know if that really worked out. Anyway,
sure.
We got fucking iTunes and shit. You can subscribe to us. Just search for like TDF Radio. You'll find us.
We are
explicit, so, you know, got to do this from an account that's 18 and older or some shit.
Yeah, don't let the kids listen. And if they do, make sure they got a beer in their hand.
Yeah. This is a no sobriety zone.
No sobriety zone. Hey, Raymond, what are you drinking this evening?
I've got a East Coast special here from the Magic Hat Brewery up in Burlington, Vermont. It's the Lucky Cat, which is a delicious beer. It's an IPA with a little Cheshire cat on the front, which I don't think you can get in the West Coast. And it is fucking delicious.
I've seen some Magic Hat out here, but I don't think I've seen that specific one.
Well, and if you're going to go with any kind of beer, it's best to go with craft. It's best to go with micro. Or, in the case of this evening, between James and myself,
it's best to go with homebrew.
Homebrew IPA.
I'm drinking the red. I'm sticking with the red, although it's fucking hopped out of control. It's like fucking 7 ounces of hops in 5 gallons. That's a lot.
That's a goddamn lot.
It's like 3.5 times a normal beer.
All right, guys, listen. Something happened to me on my way over that I wanted to bring up. And I felt like it would be good for the air. So I get off the freeway, and there's a guy in front of me, and he reaches out. There's a guy in front of me. He reaches out with $5 and hands it to the homeless woman standing on the corner.
$5.
He's in the car still.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's in the car. The light turns green. He kind of like, as he's driving along, he sticks his hand out the window with $5. Very clearly $5 to me, who's right behind him, hands it to the lady. Now, the amount of money is going to come back into play in just a minute. I'm going to ask you the following question after I give you the last bit of information. Was this guy being a douche, or was he being nice?
Well, was this a stop, roll down the window, give the money, or was this a drive-by, here's the $5, and I'm showing off? And
we were at a red light.
Was there a woman in the car?
No. Guy was by himself.
All right.
And
was this bum like soliciting for money? Was he like one of those guys who sits on the center divider being like, homeless veteran, need money?
This was a she bum.
Oh.
With a sign.
Wait. Was she cute?
Negative.
Oh.
Negative. Excuse me. She was not cute. She was old, looked like the sun had beat her up pretty good.
So she was probably like 35, but hung out in PB in the sun like every single day?
Let's be honest, it was most likely OB.
All right.
So your question is, was he a douche because it was very noticeable?
My question only comes from this last bit of information that I've withheld up to this point. The gentleman was driving a Porsche.
Boom. I mean, Porsche dudes are fucking douchebags
right.
In general. I mean, but that's like such a gross generalization. I don't know.
He
just likes lighting money on fire or something?
He wasn't driving like the nicest Porsche. It was kind of an older Porsche. Still a Porsche, but not one of those like bad 944s. But it was kind of like a way early 90s, but it wasn't a 911. It wasn't a Carrera. It wasn't anything like super nice. So my question is, was he being a douche and showing off, I drive a Porsche and I've got money and I'm going to show it to all these guys here by very clearly holding out $5 for this homeless woman to have?
What corner was he at? Was it a place where people would see him, or was it just kind of a random?
It was a pretty busy corner. It was a very busy corner.
Well, I mean, again, I'm going to go back. Were there, like, women around? Because, you know, what do guys got to show off to other guys for if there ain't women around, you know?
I think more along the lines of, you know, I'm driving a Porsche. I can afford to give a homeless woman $5. Not just, you know. Like, he very clearly gave more than a person would normally give, which is somewhere between $0 and...
That's what I give.
$0, $1, or the banana that you didn't eat at work that day.
Maybe he just didn't have any ones and he was feeling baller. I don't know.
Yeah, my opinion on it is, I mean, I think we could have a whole side conversation about giving bums money, but... Yeah, you're not going to notice that. I mean, people are going to notice that he handed them some green. They're not going to notice.
Yeah, other than you, nobody fucking saw that it was $5 other than you.
Maybe he was trying to be a douche to me.
Who the fuck cares? All right,
Maybe he was just stroking his own ego.
This part sucks. Let's move on.
Sounds good to me.
All right, this concludes our segment of Nice Guy or Douchebag.
I am the douchebag.
So what is the douchebag drinking in the white shirt over there?
Well, this douchebag is drinking James's homebrew of homebrewed IPA. James is drinking the red.
I'm drinking the red.
Ah, check. Got the red. I didn't get the IPA.
Yep.
IPA.
IPA.
Got it.
That shit's good. I'm going to brew probably this weekend or maybe next, like sometime in the next week. But I'm debating doing a root beer instead of a real beer. But whatever.
Hey, maybe we should have Raymond jump in on the conversation about former porn star or former morbidly obese chick.
Yeah, all right. So let's say that, you know, you're hooking up with this girl. Let's say maybe it's a girl you've been with a little while. Sounds like a familiar state you might have been in at some time in your life. And she drops this bomb on you. And it's either she used to be really fat, morbidly obese, no less. Like, not just regular obese, morbid. That's like, you know, 40 fucking BMI or something. Or she used to be a porn star. What do you think? Which is worse and why?
Oh, man. Well, I think I'd rather have the former porn star.
Talk about why.
Yep.
Well, I mean, shit. They got moves. They know what they're doing. I mean, you have the cleanliness issue, but... I mean, it's a risk. But I mean, you know... You don't want to be pushing your finger into a bag of cream of wheat or anything when you're feeling that former fat chick.
I think that's a very valid statement, I think.
You might grab her and she squishes through your fingers or something.
No, this is former fat chick. This is a very, very distinctly reformed woman.
Do you know anybody that is now lost 150 pounds?
No. She is now, like, she went on The Biggest Loser. She won. She's fucking...
She was, like, 220, and now she's, like, 130.
Yeah, I get it. They still got some squish in their body. It's not like their skin is automatically shrunk.
Let's say it all worked out.
They're young enough that
this chick was just fat when she was like 14. She lost it by like 16 and it's all good.
Well, then you'd pick that girl. You'd want the innocent, clean girl that used to be fat.
I think you're missing part of the very serious point about this. I mean, and this is sort of why I said you've been with this girl a little while, because, like, you know, you got to start thinking, do I want to get serious with this chick? You know, I may be staring at a deuce and a half in another 9 months, you know? She gets homely over time, you know?
I would interject and say that she gets homesick.
None. No offense to the women out there, but I mean, I think you take that risk along with any woman.
perfectly legitimate.
You run that risk with almost any woman. I mean,
but is not the risk larger? in multiple ways.
One might say the risk is larger, yes.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate you weighing in on the issue.
All right, good shit.
So what's going on? What's going on out there in the world?
If I don't know, I guess you're Robin Quivers. He's doing the news.
I'm not doing the news. I don't have shit to say.
Yeah, we can't bite too badly.
Yeah.
Got to give a little credit.
Yeah. I know that that some crazy shit happened over the Midwest today.
Fucking UFO shit. Fucking send in Mulder and Scully shit.
Apparently, yeah, some UFO things were happening, but everybody else is talking about it like it's fireballs.
Oh yeah, it was a fireball. It was a meteor.
It
was a meteor shower, but there was only one of them. You know, I don't know. It seems a little weird.
Raymond, did you happen to visit the Midwest? And
you read that shit? It was like front news on CNN.
Yeah, I saw that. Fucking
where's Mulder?
And Scully, she was hot.
Not till the third season.
Ah, check.
For those of you out there who follow us on Twitter at the moment, I am currently going through all of our followers and following them back, simply because we can't read your shit that comes at us unless we're following you. Because
fucking Twitter.
Because most of you fucking people have private Twitter accounts. So I'm following you back. So if you have a private Twitter account, get your ass on there and approve us back so that we can talk to you, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And friend our shit on Facebook. I don't want to look like a loser.
Too late.
Oh. Excuse me. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes now.
Todd's got a mouthful of James right now. Excuse me.
Actually, that would be a mouthful of City Pizzeria. The fine pizzeria on the corner of 7th and B. Just moved from between B and C on 6th. Visit them. Pay them lots of money.
Is that the place where you and I went to when Todd's wedding was taking place?
Yeah. I can't remember if they'd moved already. They moved like right around that time. There's a pho place now where it used to be.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
I had pho for lunch today. It was fucking fantastic.
They open at 9 a.m., and I will probably hit that up on a Saturday if I'm hungover.
Who's going to have pho at 9 a.m.?
Me.
If I'm hungover, James.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Whatever.
Fuck that. That is the ultimate hangover cure. When I was, for people who don't know, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Providence, Rhode Island right now. Formerly of Newport, Rhode Island. Come find me, bitches.
Nobody cares. But, nobody cares about Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah. What's Rhode Island?
Move on.
Hey, we're on the fucking map. We had floods last week or 2 weeks ago, some shit.
Yeah, it's God telling you to move the fuck out of Rhode Island.
I don't think you're actually on the map. There's like sort of a little section, and then they have like an arrow being like RI. They don't actually say Rhode Island. They don't spell it out on maps.
You're an adjunct to the map like Hawaii and Alaska.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, finish your story. Finish your story. We'll try to be nice.
Probably had to do with Mud Bowl.
The story had to do with Mud Bowl. It was the ultimate hangover cure. It was wake up, drive to the fucking Mud Bowl place at like noon on Saturdays, sit there, drown my face in some fucking fantastic pho. It's the best. I recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, this place, the broth is not quite as good as my regular place, but I think the noodles are better, so...
What's your standard procedure when you get pho? What do you put in it? What do you mix it with?
I do the fucking sprouts, the basil, the other green long thing. I do as much limes as they give me, and then I put on the garlic. The rooster sauce or the garlic sauce?
You said that you do as much limes as they give you.
Limes.
My mistake.
All good. All good.
This isn't TCF radio here.
too much.
Yeah.
TC.
TMI, bitch.
Gotcha. All right.
Moving on.
Ben Roethlisberger is banging skanks like it's going out of style.
Yeah, I just saw, like, there was something on, I think it was ESPN, they were saying there were, like, multiple 20-year-old girls, which I don't know how Ben Roethlisberger, like, runs into 20-year-old girls, because you don't run into 20-year-old girls at the club. You run into 21-year-old girls at the club.
Not
so I don't know if he's, like, hanging around the fucking, well, maybe a strip joint. I don't know. But I guess, like, they were saying, what the fuck is going on between you fucks?
He's trying to prop up Rhode Island again.
Well, fuck Rhode
Dude,
Island.
You could. There's 16-year-old strippers in Rhode Island.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. They got fucking legal stripping there at 16. Anyway, but yeah, I don't know what Ben Roethlisberger's deal is. At the same time, I'm pretty convinced he didn't like sexually assault these women. I think this is very much like these women want a paycheck. I don't know. What do you guys feel about that?
Did someone catch the case of the Kobe's?
Exactly.
You know, it's tough. I'm split on this shit. I think that Ben Roethlisberger is a fucking idiot for putting himself in those positions.
Agreed.
I think these chicks are seeing the opportunity. I mean, he might have been a drunk and, you know, put his hands on him, maybe something, but I don't think anything near what they're saying is going on.
I think it's a lot more than his hands from the reports.
Dude, in the fucking testimony for Kobe, he had to admit blowing his load on the girl's face. And then when they asked him why he did that, he's like, that's sort of my thing. That was in the fucking released testimony. How glorious is that?
Well, I think they should all talk to Steven Seagal and find out what's going on there.
I mean, it's like Tiger, fucking Kobe, all this shit goes down. Like, you know,
Jesse James, seriously,
stick to banging like $2,000 strippers like Tiger and stick to like one and you'll probably, well, maybe like five and you'll have a lot fewer problems. You know, five hot strippers and your hot wife.
I don't know. I bet Tiger's got way more chicks than we ever heard about.
Definitely.
Like an order of magnitude more.
Yeah, no, he's probably banged like 150 bitches.
Yeah,
like, and I'm not just saying like lifetime. I'm saying like those are the strippers that he's paid like $2,000 an hour for
during his marriage.
Is what
I'm saying.
Actually, fucking Elliot Spitzer's bitch. I don't remember her name, but she's on Playboy this month.
No, I think that's her name.
she's in Playboy this month. The pictures were really good. I took a brief perusal. It was interesting.
The Tiger Woods thing, though, I mean, when it was happening, I had a friend working at the W Hotel in downtown San Diego, and this was like 3 years ago, and she would say that Tiger used to come in and have like three chicks ordered up to his room and have like all the porn packages delivered, and this was totally normal for him. He did this shit all the time, and like nobody caught on to it then. She told me, and I'm like, ah, no, you know, Tiger's a fucking golf legend, and I kind of turned the other eye, but I mean, shit, this guy was making it happen, making it rain bitches.
Yeah, I mean, you do that enough, though, you're gonna get busted. And by busted, I mean some bitch is gonna want a paycheck. And by some bitch, I mean whatever that chick's name who worked at the club in the fucking Venetian or whatever.
Well, you know, remember that Kobe Bryant's chick chose to sue him civilly in the state of California. Why did she do so? She did so because there are no caps on damages in the state of California. Where did he stick it to her?
Colorado, wasn't it?
In the Sunshine State. Colorado.
Colorado is not the Sunshine State.
Yeah, it's a reference, jackass. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Typing. We're picking all that up.
Yeah, don't fucking type on the computer.
Who are you talking to? You're supposed to be, you're live right now. Who are you talking to?
I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah. What are you pulling up?
I'm pulling up fucking Colorado on Wikipedia.
It's fucking like Boulder State or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I know. It's a reference.
All right. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. If I were the judge, I would have thrown that shit out and been like, you have no standing to sue in this state. Bam. But didn't they settle out of court anyway?
Settled out of court.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, so before we have any dead air, Raymond, what are you finding on what are you finding on Wikipedia there?
It's the centennial state because it was admitted to the Union in 1876, the centennial year of the United States Declaration of Independence.
I'm never going to forget that.
Bam.
All right.
Until tomorrow. Whatever. That fact sucked ass.
Indeed. Let's talk about a place in town where drunk people like to get food.
You're going to have to narrow it down slightly.
All right. We were going to do this last week, and because we didn't write down an agenda of any kind, we went with dead air rather than talking. So last week, and you can look forward to this on future broadcasts of TDF Radio. We're going to be doing some local spots. No, nothing paid, obviously. Who the fuck's listening anyway?
But if you want to pay us, though, we accept fucking, I don't know. I'm sure we can figure out how to accept however you want to fucking dump money on us.
HJs.
Gladly.
What's a little HJ between friends?
Yeah. What's a little HJ in exchange for a little unpaid spot? Yeah. Well, I'll do that.
Anyway, you can look forward to this on future broadcasts. But this week, I would like to talk about La Posta.
La Posta.
Not a bad place. Is there multiple La Postas, or is there only
Negative.
That one?
Negative.
All right.
We're talking Washington Street, Hillcrest, right?
Yeah, Washington Street and Hillcrest. It is on Washington and 3rd Avenue, next to a liquor store across the street from the CVS Pharmacy, and also right next door to Bronx Pizza. Look forward to Bronx Pizza on future broadcasts. La Posta.
I thought it was just okay. I'm a douche.
Hey, Raymond.
Sir.
Since you obviously don't care about the sound of typing coming up on this fine broadcast, go to Yelp.
What do you got for me?
I want you to go to Yelp, and I want you to Yelp in San Diego, La Posta. There are some phenomenal reviews of La Posta, and it'll get to exactly what is going on with this place. James, do me a favor and tell us what you have ordered.
Now, keep in mind, I just don't do drunk food that much, you know? I try to cut back. I'm not cutting back on the alcohol, so, you know, I cut back on the drunk food and just be drunk longer. So, yeah, dude, I'm all about the one beef taco. I don't know. What's up?
One beef taco.
Yes. I mean,
were you there when he ordered that?
Yes.
That was amazing.
I was absolutely there.
Everybody was ordering copious amounts of ridiculous food. James walks up to the window and goes, I would like one beef taco. Legendary.
I just don't do the fucking drunk food, man.
This is the kind of place where I have literally seen a woman who was 6 months pregnant smoking cigarettes.
That's pretty horrible.
That's just the kind of place this is.
However, at the same time, I was just outside of my apartment the other day, like literally at the corner that you can see out the window, and I saw somebody urinating in a bush, and they were not homeless.
Well, shit, that's something I would do.
This was in the middle of the day.
Oh,
it was fucking daylight.
So the first hit on La Posta on Yelp says 4 stars only because of the atmosphere of meth addicts and weirdos in the middle of the night. They flock to this place. Perfect.
100% accurate. 100% accurate. Go for the mediocre Mexican food. Stay for the meth addicts and really just the general atmosphere.
It's a solid place. I'm going to reload my beer right here. You might hear a little pouring sound.
I'm very aware that Todd's wife enjoy La Posta quite a bit and have in the past, especially when I was living in Hillcrest. But I do have to give a shout-out to Santana's down the street. That was my drive-through spot. or sorry, my drunk food spot, we would take taxi cabs through the drive-thru. And this is the drive-thru where the drive-thru was on the right-hand side of the vehicle, and they would stick a cage through the passenger side window to take your money. It was fucking legit. I would say that is the primo spot, in my opinion.
Now, James, I know that you are missing America's Finest City.
You mean Ray.
Dead air. We'll fix that in post.
Quarterback this shit.
We're doing this shit live.
That was bad.
Fucking keep all right. Going.
So anyway, I know that you are missing America's Finest City. But let's try not to get too far ahead of ourselves with the promotions. We're gonna be at this a while.
All right. I get real fucking excited talking about what
beef
I'm missing
taco.
Cock. Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's next? We've kind of made it through the agenda.
We haven't. We got at least one more thing, I think. We got fucking... Oh, we already talked about the UFO. Fuck. Oh, yeah, we could talk about the fucking Tea Partiers.
Tea Partiers.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can talk about Tea Partiers. I happen to be watching Keith Olbermann the other day where he called Sarah Palin an idiot.
Well, he was right.
I didn't sell the delivery. You know, if you want Keith Olbermann, fucking go to Keith Olbermann.
I don't know. Dude, I don't think Sarah Palin's an idiot. She likes money. I mean, I like money too. And I think she's doing exactly what you got to do to make a shitload of money, which is keep your name in the press, get yourself a reality TV show, and then fucking, you know, act like you're going to run for president, but you're not really going to because you'd get fucking demolished in the election. She'd get fucking destroyed. So, you know, she's just doing what she's got to do to keep, you know, $100,000 a day fucking speaking engagements coming in.
And just like any other woman that really wants to make money, she's doing it with her mouth open. Tea party.
Wow.
Put your fucking tea bags in my mouth.
You would like that.
I'm Sarah Palin.
I can see Russia from my house.
Oh, God.
I might be able to see Russia from my house, but I can see your balls in my eyes. Apparently, I talked a little too loud on that.
That was a little loud. We'll see. We'll see how it is in post. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
You're might be loud. Levels.
We apologize. I don't know. I mean, I think the Tea Party's, you know, they're fucking... It's totally usurped from, like, its original purpose. I mean, let's fucking be honest. Like, this isn't, like, no taxation without representation. You got fucking representation. You just fucking lost. It's all good. And in reality, like, the Tea Party should be, like, a very, very distinct minority of the Republican Party. Probably almost entirely libertarians because, like, where were those fckers when we decided to spend $2 trillion on wars, you know? They were like, yeah, fucking kill some Arabs.
You're pronouncing it wrong. It's called Arabs.
Arabs.
It's Arabs.
Kill some Arabs. You know? Yeah, whatever, man. Spend $2 trillion on that. I didn't hear anybody complaining about the fucking taxes then. Whatever. Fuck those fucks.
Yeah. You know what? Let's let them keep going. Let's let them keep getting louder and louder. Split the Republican Party in half and reelect my boy.
Yeah, Barack's all right. I'm not a huge fan. He's okay.
Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? He's better than anybody else that we got in there. Somebody gives a shit.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know.
Though, as a personal pet peeve, he is he's changing NASA around.
You know, different people sort of see different things. There was sort of a split even among the astronauts. Like, I saw some shit from, like, Neil Armstrong. He was real pissed off about that. But then Buzz Aldrin writes in, and he's like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Obama's doing the right thing. So, like, who do I trust, the first man on the moon or the second man on the moon?
Well, guess who got off the plane at Kennedy Space Center today with Obama?
It was probably Buzz Aldrin.
It was Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. I'm guessing those guys are bros.
You know what? Fucking he was second off the plane, though.
Actually, Buzz Lightyear.
Actually, no, he's about third. He's about third off the plane.
He's always number two.
But he was first. He actually was first in something very recently. First off of Dancing with the Stars.
Was he really?
First time he's exited first out of anything.
Oh, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, I said it.
So you've been keeping up with Dancing with the Stars there, Todd?
Didn't he fucking punch some guy? He punched some fucking like moon landing denier or some shit.
Actually, apparently there's a little known story where he and Neil got in a huge brawl right inside the lander. And
on the fucking moon?
Like on the moon. They get down there, you know, they split off from the main ship, they land on the moon.
Or on the alleged landing of the moon.
Whatever. And word on the street is that I think it's a better one than faking the moon landing. Apparently Neil Armstrong fucked Buzz Aldrin's wife.
In a threesome?
I don't think he'd be pissed off about that. He'd be like, hell yeah, high five over the back.
No, it was
fucking Eiffel Tower.
It was originally the Devil's Threesome, and then Neil lost interest about halfway through, but his wife didn't.
He went and jerked himself off and walked out of the room?
Something like that.
Yeah. So anyway.
Anyway.
So, James, you going to the Padres game tomorrow?
That I am. I will be there.
Is this the first game of the season for you?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm not going to the games that cost double. This is the fucking Padres. I'm not spending more than $5 on admission.
What's the scoop on the double versus half price tickets?
Oh, just the fucking opening day shit costs like twice as much.
Gotcha.
Now this is I'm buying the $5 in the park tickets and parking my ass at the Western Metal Supply.
Check that. That's
so if you see a guy drinking copious amounts of alcohol, could be me. Very, very distinctly possible. But I will neither confirm nor deny anything.
They sell real good beer. They sell real good beer at Petco Park.
Gordon Biersch?
They got Stone there and shit. They got some
Stone there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Yeah. They have Stone on draft, no less.
Stepping up their game.
Even up in the cheap seats.
Yeah. And they cut beer prices. It's down to $8.50.
It's not bad. Fuck. It's actually not bad for a ballpark for a good beer.
Yeah.
I did a baseball game at Yankee Stadium last year, and I was paying $10 a beer.
Yeah. All I know is I was drinking fucking 24-ounce
beers. Someone's got to pay A-Rod's salary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you are. You're paying A-Rod's salary by buying a fucking beer.
Dude, fucking beer is good. It's the only way I can put up with those fucking Yankees.
What? Who were they playing?
And those Yankee fans. They were actually playing the White Sox, and unfortunately I missed Peavy pitching by one day. Yeah.
What do you got to do? I can remember drinking fucking 24-ounce beers, though, in Buffalo, New York for fucking $5.
That was legit.
Yeah. Because guess what there? Football tickets are $35. Yeah, $35 for not even bad seats. And then there's fucking beer, 24-ounce beers for fucking $5.
Guess what else? They don't sell fucking beer on Sunday mornings. So when you show up Sunday morning to buy beer to go to the stadium to tailgate, you better have bought that shit the day before because, yeah, they don't sell it in the morning on Sundays.
They sell it Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. But this is fucking the East Coast. Games start at 10 there.
Yeah. Same shit in Rhode Island, but who gives a shit about that place, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is why California's great. They sell beer at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
There's New York City. Two places better. Well, you got fucking Vegas. They'll sell it to you at fucking anytime.
Anytime you want. I'm going to be going to Vegas pretty soon.
Nice.
Yeah. Mid-May. Mid-May.
I was just there. I took a cab through the In-N-Out drive-thru, which was pretty ridiculous considering I can just go to In-N-Out here. But, you know, I was with some dudes from the East Coast.
It's more epic. It's more epic that you went through it in a cab.
Was JS with you?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, fuck.
We then went and gambled across the street at the Wild Wild West Casino.
Nice.
$5 craps.
Atta kid. All right, well.
And then we won a shitload of money from them, and we had to take a cab back, and we were sort of worried about getting shanked. Because it's the Wild Wild West, and, like, you know, we just took their income for, like, a week.
So, anyway, I assume we got to be wrapping up here, but what are you up to this weekend, Todd?
Way to fucking sell it right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was actually a good transition there. I like that. I like it. What do you think this is, a professional operation?
Oh, fuck. Gotta
you're in Rhode Island. You're in Rhode Island on a dirt cheap webcam through Skype, and you're trying to run the show.
It's in my nature, bitches.
Raymond is far bigger than I am, so I'm only happy. I'm only comfortable talking this kind of shit from across the country and through a webcam. On this very floor, a couple of years ago.
I know what you're gonna say.
We were watching the Super Bowl. We'd finished watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl was done.
We'd watched
it at a very fine establishment, Stout Public House, by the way,
which I think we should broadcast from. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the Super Bowl that was brought to you by the numbers 18-1, and the Giants defeated the Patriots.
That was good shit.
Also, a good Sesame Street reference. Anyway, so I got a little bit ahead of myself, and he wants you to see the.
Oh, he's drinking some other beer now. What the fuck is that shit?
So I actually have an information booklet on this beer because it was delivered to me.
Holy shit! That booklet is huge.
It's a piece of paper.
You need a whole fucking, like, 8.5 by 11 to talk about the beer. The frosted mug. All right.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty badass.
This is a Sprecher Brewing Company from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it's a Maybach lager. And this is actually a birthday gift. I'm part of a Beer of the Month club, and I get microbrews once a month for 3 months, courtesy of my beautiful girlfriend who got me this for my birthday.
The former fat chick or former porn star?
It'd be neither of the above.
Question. Fair
question.
She
works like one. What a
fair question. Do these beers get delivered on the same cycle as your girlfriend?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Like, here, enjoy these beers while you can't enjoy me.
I enjoy her all times of the month. So,
solid.
Dot, dot, dot.
That's a man. That's a man coming to you live via Skype right now.
That I like
a,
what I got.
That is
I'm
a
fucking
man.
Lucky. That's all I can say.
That is a
that's
man.
The way to do it, man. That's
that
the way to do
man.
It.
Man, lock it up. Lock it up.
Hey, I'm fortunate. That's all I can say. All right. Man.
Well, Raymond, we will discuss the Super Bowl story another time. It's too good. But we gotta begin making our way out of here.
Don't forget to fucking check our shit out, tdfradio.com, tdfradio on Twitter. I think I'm all, or no, fucking, yeah, at tdfradio on Twitter, but also check us out on Facebook, tdfradio. You can look up me, I'm James Ridgewood. You can look up my shit. Yeah. I am literally on Facebook, I'm badass.
Raymond Ray coming to you here, checking
Snakes
out
for
the
motherfucking plane.
Look for us sometime soon in the future. We don't know when. We'll let you know. TDFradio.com is out. Late.